96.3 W Lee, WGZZ HD2 Waverly, and W242 AX Auburn Opelika.
96.3 W Lee.
The following is an Auburn Network production.
Auburn High Softball is on 96.3 W Lee, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic, Acre Restaurant, Mountain High Outfitters, Russell Building Supply, and Southern Union. Also brought to you by Auburn Bank, Gooch Performing Arts Center, Troy Bank and Trust, and University Ace Hardware. Now, live from the ballpark, here's the voice of Auburn High School Softball, Jack Hutton.
We are in Lagoon Park, Alabama, Lagoon Park in Montgomery, Alabama, that is, to bring you Auburn High School softball in their run for a state title. It'll start at the regional tournament. Montgomery, Alabama is the site. Hello again, everybody. Jack Hutton here to bring you up until first pitch, which is coming up in just a few moments here on the Auburn High School Sports Network. This is the Russell Building Supply Countdown to First Pitch, presented by Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply. Experience and knowledge from the pros at your hometown home center. These Auburn High Tigers get set as the number 2 seed out of Area 4. They will take on the number 1 seed from Area 3, the Enterprise Wildcats. Auburn at number 25 in the state. 25-16 is the record. Enterprise at 23-6 overall. And the Auburn Bank starting lineups are coming up. We will take a break just quickly for station identification, then we'll come right back and give you those starting lineups. This is the Auburn High School Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
96.3 W Lee, WGZZ HD2 Waverly, and W242 AX Auburn Opelika.
96.3 W Lee.
Running down the starting lineups for today, your starting lineups from Auburn Bank, presented by Auburn Bank. Champions of you and proud sponsor of Auburn High School Athletics. First for the Enterprise Wildcats, they will go with Reagan, Reeves, Whaley, Thompson, Loft, Reagan, Snell, Falk, Ballett, and Ward. For the Auburn High School Tigers, on the other hand, you'll get Daly Alsobrook leading things off from the short shot position. Gracie Mason behind her in center field, batting second. Olivia Harris will get the 3-hole. She will play third. Emma Kate Pinton will get things going at the cleanup spot today. Abigail Helms will be fifth. L.R. Sawyer in left field will get sixth. Jada Esters, the designated player, at 7. Caitlin Brock in right. Lily Brewer pitching, and Mary Alderson Grace at second base. Those are your Auburn Bank starting lineups, presented by Auburn Bank, champions of you and proud sponsor of Auburn High School Athletics. Here we go from Montgomery, Alabama. It will be Snell in the circle for the Enterprise Wildcats. That is Grayson Snell, the senior pitcher wearing number 26, and the righty rocks and fires it into Alsobrook. And the first pitch of the regional tournament for these Auburn High Tigers is a foul ball over the screen and back towards the Kona ice truck right in front of us. We want to welcome you into the Auburn High School Sports Network. Auburn High School softball on your dial here. Second pitch of the at-bat to Alsobrook is a changeup flown into right field and handled out there by the right fielding Ward. Let me take a minute to find out where everybody is here. Ward is in left for the Wildcats. She makes that play. It now will be Gracie Mason stepping in. Interesting story here. These two, in Mason and Snell, soon to be teammates. Going to be going to Auburn University Montgomery, right down the road from where we are just now. First pitch is a ball to Gracie. Both of these seniors, and both of them in the AUM recruiting class this upcoming season. The 1-0 pitch coming home. Swing and a miss by Gracie. The slapper at the dish. It's 1-1. Auburn has had a little trouble getting out of this round the last few years. They're going to try and do that with 2 wins today. They're going to need to go through Enterprise, Central, and Dothan, or a conglomeration of the three. 1-1 pitch swung on and missed by Mason, 1-2. Where Auburn has done well is in the circle at this tournament. They have not done well in the last few years. Right here at the plate. Mason takes that one high, 2-2. I'm going to tell you all about this Auburn High School squad throughout today. Again, stay with us all day today. It's a full day of high school softball right here. 2-2 pitch, swing and a miss by Mason. And the Tigers are down to their final out in the first inning. 25 wins on the season for Auburn High School. Again, the number 2 seed out of Area 4, right behind the 1-seeded Central Red Devils, who take the number 3 spot in the state into this tournament. They play over at Field 3 right now. That game between Central and Dothan just underway, as we are. And here is Olivia Harris. First pitch. Oh, goodness. I think that got away from Grayson Snell. She delivers that one into the netting down the first base line. So a ball on the first pitch of the count. Harris ahead. 1-0 delivery. In there for a called strike, 1 on the fastball outside corner. Harris the righty against Snell the righty. Auburn High with 2 down here in the first inning. Check swing. They'll appeal down to first base. She did not go, and it's a 2-1 count. Liv comes into today. 388 is the average. 6 home runs, 33 RBIs. 5 walks to 6 strikeouts. Not many of Olivia's at-bats in no contact. It's either a hit or an out on a batted ball. 2-1 pitch is in there on the off-speed pitch. Caught the inside corner, 2-2 now. So 2's wild in the inning with 2 down. No score, Auburn and Enterprise. Here in Montgomery, Alabama, Lagoon Park, the site of this regional softball tournament. 2-2 pitch, check swing and a foul ball over to the Enterprise dugout. We'll do it again. We'll get into setting the defense for you for Enterprise. We'll get into a couple of other rather important items today as we move on in this thing. Harris in the box, getting ready for the 2-2 pitch. All the way from Snell, bounced up there on the off-speed pitch. She tried, looks like a screwball back inside, and she spiked it. So it is full now to the Auburn three-hole hitter. Snell checks the wristband for the pitch. Gets set and comes to the plate and misses low. Olivia Harris works a 2-out walk. She'll take the shin guard off and float that over towards head coach Matt Hendricks, coming up to grab that one in his 11th season at the helm for Auburn High School softball. Trying to take his team back to the state tournament for the first time in about 5 years. Stepping in to help out with that here, E.K. Pinton. A cleanup bat. Power has come on as of late for EK. This is a bat that Auburn's got to get going if they want to win today. Pinton in the box on the right side. Harris down at first. First pitch is a fastball that runs out and up, 1-0. EK, 218 average on the season. Does have a home run on the year with 4 doubles. Had that home run back at home against Beauregard a few weeks ago. 1-0. Swing and a miss on the off-speed. Throw down to first to check on Harris. Not in time. And Olivia is back. 1-1 to E.K. Pinton. Abby Helms standing on deck. She leads this Auburn High team in home runs. Auburn trying to force their way around Grayson Snell in the circle for the Cats. 1-1. That's there for a called strike 2 on a fastball that hit the outside corner. That is not thunder you hear behind us. That one of the teams at this very populated tournament. 1-2 pitch popped up. Will it get out of play? Yes, it will. Behind us. I think everybody's okay back there. Auburn forcing a couple pitches here into Snell. Pinton stands deep in the box, awaiting the 1-2 pitch. On its way home, the fastball misses low, and a nice check swing by EK, and it'll run to 2-2. Good at bat here by EK to get this back to even count. Big hole up the middle if she can find that. Also a big gap in right center field out there. 2-2. On the inside corner, EK takes a fastball that juts back in, and Auburn is out of luck in the first inning. We'll head to the bottom of the first inning after this. No score between Enterprise and Auburn. You're listening to Auburn High School Softball on the Auburn High School Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
This is Lee County Revenue Commissioner Olene Price. When we have the opportunity to assist residents of this county, we are pleased to offer options in an effort to make your business with us as convenient as possible. You may visit any of our three offices, one in Auburn, one in Opelika, and in Smith Station. We are open to serve you Monday through Friday from 8:30 a.m. until 4:30 p.m. Central Time and 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time in Smith Station. Thank you for allowing me to serve you.
The Goose Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and see the calendar of events online at googecenter.auburn.edu. That's G-O-G-U-E center.auburn.edu. Or call the box office 334-844-TIXS.
The first inning of Auburn High School Softball is brought to you by Acre Restaurant in downtown Auburn on 96.3 W. Lee.
First inning between Auburn and Enterprise. Enterprise, the 1 seed out of Area 3. Auburn, the 2 seed out of Area 4. We're in the regional tournament in Montgomery, Alabama, here at Lagoon Park. In the circle today for the Auburn High Tigers, Lily Brewer gets the start. 21 appearances on the season, a 9-6 record with a 2.29 ERA. 82 and two-thirds innings pitch, 56 hits, 36 runs, 27 of those earned. A 122 strikeout campaign for Lily Brewer thus far with only 27 walks. She has been one of the three-headed monster in that circle for the Tigers this year. She has been the strikeout pitcher, and she is called upon to go and get the Enterprise Wildcat lineup today. Champions of that Area 3 tournament. And to start things off, she'll face Addison Reagan. From the left side, the 1-0 pitch is in there for a called strike one as she had delivered a ball on the first pitch of the game. Auburn did not go 1-2-3 in that first inning, thanks to an Olivia Harris walk, but E.K. Pinton goes down on strikes, and Tigers are out of the inning. Reagan slaps this one down the left field line, foul. And we'll do it again. Not familiar with if Addison Reagan and Mackenzie Reagan are related. They are both in the lineup today for the Cats. The 1-2 pitch by Lily Brewer. On the way. Slapper slaps it foul again off the screen. Good smattering of Auburn High fans joining us today. Right behind us here at the table. And the 1-2 pitch coming home from Lily Brewer. On the way to Reagan. Here it is. Slapped on the ground again. It'll get fouled. Don't have statistics on the card for Enterprise, so I won't be able to tell you a whole lot of what's happening with them. However, we will be able to tell you most of the numbers for Auburn High today, as well as any other teams that Auburn should face today, whether that be Dothan or Central. Brewer looks at the wristband. Here comes a 1-2 pitch. Slapped on the ground over to second. M.A. Grace over, under, got it. On to first base, out number one.
ladies.
M.A. had to feel that going back. She was able to drop the glove down. Kind of underneath the base, the softball. But she's able to retire Addison Reagan, the slapping first baseman for the Enterprise Wildcats. How often do you hear that? Here is Ansley Reeves. First pitch runs outside, ball one, 1-0. Going to be very important for Auburn today to continue pitching. They've always pitched well at this tournament. The thing that they have not been able to do quite as well is produce runs at a high rate here in Montgomery. It'll be important for Auburn to jump on that today. This is lifted foul down the third baseline. Olivia Harris went charging after that one, but came up empty. As that one hit right in the third base coaching box down the third baseline. Hinton barks out orders to the infield. As Reeves gets set to see a 1-1 pitch from the fireballing Lily Brewer. The sophomore spins it up there. Right back to the circle it goes. Brewer will field, and a toss over to first base in time for out number two, and there are two down. We have seen... We have seen this Auburn team time and again this year come up with some big hits, but they're going to have to do it today against one of the better pitching teams, and really one of the better pitching lineups all day today in the state. So here is Addison Whaley, Addie, as she is referred to by her teammates over there. The first pitch is in there for a called strike one. The 0-1, like a fastball that dotted that inside corner. Couple of ground balls for Lily Brewer thus far. No strikeouts yet for the fireballer. She kicks and delivers. The 0-1 pitch is fouled off to the right side. Out of play it goes. Some patrons over there chatting. They had a softball hit right behind them, and they went running out of the way. Got to keep your head on a swivel here. Whaley waits in the right-handed box. Getting set from the right-hander's pitch of Lily Brewer. 0-2, two down in the first inning. No score. Here's a pitch home. This is driven into center field and deep. Going back is Mason. She makes it over the shoulder grab. What a catch by Gracie Mason. I thought it was gone off the bat. Instead, it goes into the lever of Gracie Mason, and the Tigers are out of the inning in the first. What a catch by Gracie. See if that one can jar some momentum here. This is the Auburn High School Sports Network. No score after one. We'll be right back on the Auburn High School Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is your hometown home improvement store. You'll find what you need when you need it. And as a Russell Rewards member, you'll be in the know about monthly specials and exclusive offers. Russell Building Supply, East University in Auburn, across from Cary Creek Publix.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
Hello, this is Coley Trant from Jeffco Trant Funeral Home and Crematory. My dad Bill and I are pleased to be a part of the Opelika, Auburn, and Lee County area and thankful to the families that have placed their trust in us. At Jeffco Trant Funeral Home and Crematory, we continue to assure you when you call on us, you will be treated like a member of our own family with passionate and caring service. It's our desire to assist you during your difficult times and help you through your many decisions you face. Call on us in your time of need, Jeffco Trant Funeral Home and Crematory.
Auburn High School Baseball on 96.3 W Lee is presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Less than two innings into play here as we get set for the top of the second inning, and already one of the catches of the year by the Auburn center fielder, Gracie Mason. She goes back and makes just about a Willie Mays-style grab. Might have been even more impressive as it was up towards her eyes. This is a first pitch fastball that is absolutely demolished but foul down the left field line by Abby Helms. and it is 0-1. We're in the top of the second inning. No score between Auburn High and Enterprise in this Alabama 7A high school softball regional tournament here in Montgomery. The 0-1 pitch skips up there on the off speed. Abby Helms leads this squad in home runs this season with 11. Batting 292, headed to the University of West Georgia next season. She stands in from the right side. She will also pitch for this squad. You'll probably see it at some point today. 1-1, fastball in the dirt, 2-1. Addison Whaley hit one on the button just an inning ago. Well, just a half inning, just an out ago. It was roped into center. It looked just about like a home run off the bat. Gracie Mason made a catch at the wall that probably could end up on SportsCenter. 2-1. Foul back to the right side. That'll get onto the Kona ice truck down the side. Down the first base line, that is. And it is 2-2 to Abby Helms. This is where Auburn has really got to do some work here. At the plate. It's been tough the last few years for Auburn to get anything going here in the tournament. This is grounded on the infield over to shortstop. Throw is high, but it is in time for out number one. And Helms is retired to start things out here in the second. Here is Lena Ray, L.R. Sawyer, in the sixth hole today. Bats from the right side. Can play catcher also, though. Plays left field, which is where she is today. She is in from the right side. Had a couple of big doubles in the away Opelika game this season. She drove in 7 RBIs in that game. Auburn at times this year has exploded for runs. Here is the 1-0 pitch. This is flown into right field. Now drifting over into center. Belette is under that one, and she grabs it for out number two. This is where we've said so far Auburn is going to have to get some production. The bottom of the lineup has been at times a little stagnant for Auburn this year. Here is Jada Esther standing in. She is the designated player today. And the first pitch she sees is inside for ball one, 1-0. Jada on the season is a .333 hitter, only in 24 at-bats, though. Just under 30 plate appearances. 5 runs, 8 hits, 1 double on the season. The 1-0 pitch is an off-speed that dots the bottom of the zone. Auburn set down Enterprise 1-2-3 in their half. Trying to respond here. 1-1. Flown into left. Easy play for Thompson. She is there. And the side is retired in the second inning. So Auburn goes 1-2-3. Auburn will have to put up another zero and come back and take the lead in the top of the third if they are to do that. We'll be right back on the Auburn High School Sports Network. No score between Auburn and Enterprise. This is the Auburn High School Sports Network presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
From day one back in 1907, Auburn Bank's mission has been clear: to serve our community, see businesses flourish, and improve lives locally by making sound business decisions and responding with care every day. Today, we continue to fulfill our mission with a team of local commercial and consumer lenders who are ready to help meet your needs and goals. Auburn Bank, champions of you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, online at auburnbank.com.
Remember when you would dream about what you would grow up to be? Imagining your dolls were students or your Legos a skyscraper. Maybe it's time to turn that dream into a reality. At Southern Union State Community College, you can discover your dream career in healthcare, business, manufacturing, engineering, and more. From imaginary to extraordinary at Southern Union State Community College. Visit suscc.edu today.
Auburn High school baseball and softball on 96.3 W. Lee and the Auburn High Sports Network. It's presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
We start things off in the bottom of the second here. Auburn been unable to scratch across a run quite yet. Enterprise the same way as they hit one on the button back in the first inning, but Gracie Mason made a wonderful play in center field going back towards the fence. Was able to Willie Mays style catch it. So we move on here. Bottom two, Enterprise will send up the 4-5 and 6 hitters as they went 1-2-3 in the first inning. Thanks to Lily Brewer, who fires in a strike to get things going here on a fastball in the inside corner. Brewer is a sophomore fastballer. This Auburn High squad, you don't get a whole lot of off-speed from a Lily. She's going to show it, and it's going to find its way into Daly Alsenbrook's glove when it's hit like that. That one's popped up on the infield. Daly right there to grab it for out number one. Easy work in the circle. And here is Melanie Lott. Lott, the designated player today. Number 23, that's from the right side. Brewer's first offering to her. This is flown into right field. Right at Caitlin Brock, who's there for out number two. Lily Brewer making some relatively quick work of this Enterprise lineup thus far. She's been able to induce some weak contact, save for that one hit out to Mason in center. Auburn's been able to put it away thus far. Mackenzie Reagan now stepping in for the Enterprise Cats. First pitch from Brewer. Swing and a miss. Strike one. Folks, I would tell you the pitch, but it's pretty safe to assume when I don't that Lily Brewer has reared back and thrown a fastball. 0-1. Swing and a miss again. Fastball on the bottom part of the zone. Dives in there. And now an 0-2 count with two down. This is where Lily gave up some hard contact in the first inning. See if she can miss a barrel. The righty checks the wristband on the left. The rock and the fire on the 0-2. Swing and a miss at the rise ball upstairs. 1-2-3 go the Cats in each inning thus far. And we move on to the top of the third. No score between Auburn and Enterprise. You're listening to the Auburn High School Sports Network presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Teamwork is key to winning on the baseball field. At University Ace, teamwork is key to our success, too. Hi, Jonathan Fittner here from University Ace Hardware. We're proud to be your neighborhood helpful place, serving the community since 2013. Our mission? Serve both in-store and in the community. For us, getting a customer for life is like winning a state championship, and we couldn't do it without our committed team and loyal members. University Ace Hardware, next to the movie theater in Auburn. University Ace is proud to support the Auburn High School Tigers.
At Troy Bank and Trust, we believe banking is more than just numbers. It's about relationships. Relationships with our customers, our friends, and our community. When we invest in you, we're also investing in our community's future. We're committed to your financial success today, tomorrow, and always. Whether you're buying a home, starting a business, or planning for the future, we want to be your trusted financial partner. I am Brian Snyder, Regional Vice President. Relationships matter. Troy Bank and Trust, the only bank you'll ever need. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Follow AHS Baseball here on 96.3 W. Lee, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
No score as we head to the top of the third inning between Auburn High School and Enterprise. We're at Montgomery, Alabama in Lagoon Park, where the Tigers trying to run through this regional tournament as the 2 seed from Area 3, Enterprise the 1 from Area 4, Enterprise the 1 from Area 3. First pitch here to Caitlin Brock, the right fielder for the Auburn High Tigers, is fouled back to the screen, nothing and one. Brock, a slapper from the left side, faces Grayson Snell and watches the rise ball rise upstairs high for ball one. Lily Brewer has been efficient so far in the circle. She'll get a chance to do the same thing at the plate in just a moment as she stands on deck. Here's a 1-1 pitch, fastball outdoors. And it is 2-1. Brock the lefty, adding 241 on the season, watches the rise ball go high. And this is where Caitlin has done some of her best work this year. She has a 364 on-base percentage, so she has not necessarily hit everything that's thrown to her with a 241 average, but she has worked her way on base. 3-1 delivery is high and, oh, goodness, a high strike call that is on the rise ball for ball one, or for strike two, that is. Excuse me, folks. Thrown off by that one. Full count to Brock. 3-2 delivery on the way. Slapped right back to the circle. Snell up with it. And over to first in time. And Auburn is denied a leadoff base runner in the third. Looked like that one had run high, but Brock, and I think Caitlin agreed with me, but Brock is retired. Here is Lily Brewer trying to do some work of her own, give herself some insurance in the circle, or at least give her a lead, that is. First pitch is in there for an inside strike. And Brewer will see an 0-1 pitch. Little bit of a delayed call behind the plate, so I'm going to wait on it for just a moment. Getting set to see the 0-1, the open stance for Brewer, and the fastball runs low, 1-1. It'll be a 9 a.m. game today for the Tigers. In the event of a win, Auburn would play the 3:15 game. 1-1 to Brewer, fouled off to the right side. If Auburn were to drop this one, they'd come back at 1:45. Winners will play the winners, and the losers of each game will then go on to play that 1:45 game against each other. 1-2. Swinging a foul tip by Brewer. Looks like she's trying to check the swing on that one, and it just caught a piece of the bat grip. Brewer from the right side. Lily the pitcher. 179 is the average on the year. Does have a home run. That was a grand slam earlier in the year against Smith Station. The 1-2 pitch. That's an off speed that just drifts outside. 2-2 now to Lily. She's put up two no-hit innings thus far. Enterprise will try to figure her out, but first she's trying to give herself a lead in the box. 2-2. Swing and a foul again. Gets out of play. Auburn working some deep counts here on Grayson Snell. And while pitch count not necessarily quite as important in softball as it is in baseball, important to get somebody sweating in the circle. Brewer appears at the AUM commit. Now the 2-2, roped into left field and deep. Thompson back at the wall. Oh, and she just makes the catch at the wall. Oh, it looked good off the bat of Lily. Thompson kept going back and back, and you thought it had a chance, and just short of the wall, she reaches up at the last second and makes a grab. Lily's got some pop in the bat, as we have seen at times this year. And that one almost got out of here. However, it will turn things back over to the top of the lineup now with nobody on and two down for Daly Alsobrook. Swing and a miss at the rise ball upstairs. Snell peers in, now delivers. 0-1, rise ball upstairs, 1-1. Daly leads this team in average, 447. On the season, a 514 on base percentage for the Florida International. Come in, 1-1. Swing and a pop up. This is in the left. Thompson now into foul ground, puts the leather on it for out number three, and the Tigers go quietly in the third. So on we go to the bottom of the third inning. Auburn has held Enterprise hitless thus far. Lily Brewer will try to keep that going next on the Auburn High School Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is your hometown home improvement store. You'll find what you need when you need it. And as a Russell Rewards member, you'll be in the know about monthly specials and exclusive offers. Russell Building Supply, East University in Auburn, across from Cary Creek Publix.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
1907. Auburn had no paved roads, no local newspaper, a few automobiles, very little electricity or indoor plumbing, and one bank, Auburn Bank. For all these years, we've had a part in shaping and serving Auburn, Opelika, and East Alabama, a steadfast partner to our customers, meeting financial needs at just the right times. How do we know our community so well? Because we've grown up together. Auburn Bank, champions of you. Member FDIC, online at auburnbank.com.
Auburn High Baseball is on 96.3 W Lee, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
We're in Montgomery, Alabama at Lagoon Park for these 7A high school softball regionals in the state of Alabama. Lily Brewer on for the Auburn High School Tigers in the circle, has put up two hitless innings thus far. Trying to end that streak, it will be Grayson Snell. Snell, the current Enterprise pitcher. Only one base runner in this game thus far. That was Olivia Harris in the first inning, thanks to a walk. And the first pitch home to Snell. Fastball inside corner, strike one, nothing and one. Auburn has turned to Brewer a few times in needed situations. She has pulled through. 0-1 pitch. Rise ball. And just getting under that one is Snell. She fouls that one back to the screen. It's a 9 o'clock game today for the Tigers that started in this one. 145 if they were to drop this one. We hope they're playing in a 315 game. And then you would play right after the end of that game, should you win that one. 0-2. Swing and a miss on the rise ball. EK pops it up in the air and grabs it. That counts as a caught strike three, and that is out number one. Penton caught that rise ball by hitting that with the palm of her glove up in the air, and she grabbed it like a pop fly. And I swear you've seen everything in baseball or softball. I don't think I've ever seen that. So one down in the inning here. And this is the Enterprise third base playing Lila Falk. Where's number nine for this Wildcat squad? Bats from the right side. She fouls the first pitch she sees back. Nothing and one. Go over the bracket for you in a moment when we get a chance. The 0-1 pitch. All the way to Falk. Here it is. 0-1. Foul. Tip back to the screen again. Nothing in two. Lily Brewer in a rocking chair right now. Enterprise and Auburn in this round one. To the field just behind us, you've got Central and Dothan. That is a 7A bracket here at these regionals. You have multiple classifications playing today on all different sorts of fields around here. Here is the 0-2 pitch on the way from Brewer to Falk. The Auburn righty sets now, fires. This is line over the glove of M.A. Grace, and there is the first hit of the game. Caitlin Brock tried to come up throwing to get the runner at first base. She airmailed it. Fortunately, E.K. Pinton was heads up. She's able to run that one down before it gets away. Lily has left a couple 0-2 pitches up, and Enterprise has served him into the outfield. One of them was caught by Gracie Mason going back towards the fence. That one just got over the glove of M.A. over there at second. Emma Barrett stands in. Right-handed bat. At least center field for this Enterprise High squad. Facing Brewer, who has a base runner on for the first time today. First pitch is low. Ball one. One thing that you don't want to see from your pitchers is pitching differently from a mindset standpoint with runners on base. You want to get the batter at the plate. And especially in softball, you can't do anything about that runner at first. 1-0. Inside. 2-0. Here's where Lil needs to come back with a strike. Left to right. Lena Ray Sawyer in left. Gracie Mason in center. Caitlin Brock in right. Around the diamond, Harris at third. Alsobrook at short. Grace at second. Helms at first. Pitton behind the dish to receive the 2-0 pitch that is low from Brewer. A fastball. And Brewer all of a sudden is lost on the zone. This is the 9-hole bat for the Wildcats. Brewer's going to need to deliver a few strikes in a row here. The 3-0 count pitch. Barrett squares around the bunt, pulls it back so as to try and distract the pitcher. And that is unsuccessful as Brewer fires the strike right in the middle of the zone. Do that again, Lily. You hear about stuff in major leagues. Pitchers have good stuff. Lily's got good stuff if she just shoves it in the zone. Wow, where did that one miss? Inside corner, it looked like, but it runs low and out, and that is a walk to the 9-hole bat. Never a great idea to walk the 9-hole hitter, especially when Addison Reagan is stepping to the dish. Lead-off bat for this Enterprise squad. As the lineup turns over. There's a runner that has come on to second. Don't have a number for her yet. She hadn't quite turned around. So once we get a number on her, we'll tell you who that is down there. But first, this is Addison Reagan in the box. Slap hitting. Play at any base except for home for the Tigers right here. First pitch of the at-bat to Reagan. Here it is. Low and out. Lily has missed 5 out of 6 now. Pinch runner for Falk at second. Barrett at first. No score between Auburn and Enterprise here in the bottom of the third inning. Enterprise threatening. And Brewer has missed with 6 of her last 7. And that'll warrant a visit from Matt Hendricks. Not a whole lot of control issues for Lily on the season. 122 strikeouts coming into today. Only 27 walks on the season. So the control hasn't necessarily been a huge issue for Lily. Although, especially with pitchers that throw high velocity, it can be an issue at some point.
We got this, Tigers, right here.
So Reagan will see a 2-0 pitch. Brewer, the fireballer. Roxanne delivers, and it's low again, 3-0. I think Brewer might be trying to throw it a little too fast. Ansley Reeves stands in the box. She grounded back to the pitcher her first time up. Auburn would love to see her with 2 down. It'll take something from Addison Reagan here to help out Brewer. 3-0 pitch is in there for a called strike 1. That one looked to hit the outside corner. Lily needs to do that again. Force a ground ball on the left side or maybe right back to her. Get the play at third. On one to the left side. The 3-1 delivery on the way. Swing and a miss. Rise ball showed it down the middle and then elevated it up. And it's 3-2 now to Reagan. And a fairly big pitch in this game thus far. Brewer takes a deep breath. Reagan will show a bunch. She will pull it back and slap once the pitch is on the way. 3-2. On the way from Brewer, here it is. Slapped foul off the screen. And a nice job by the Enterprise leadoff bat. He'll make Lily throw another pitch. Reagan, the first base playing Enterprise Wildcat. Slapper playing first. You don't see that very often. 3-2 delivery on the way from Lily Brewer. Here it is. Oh, they just missed the outside corner, I guess. A good spot by Lily, but not called a strike, and that is a walk. And Enterprise has loaded up the bases with one down here in the third inning. Play at any base for Auburn here. They'll have to get through the 2-3 and 4 bats of Ansley Reeves, and Addie Whaley would be next.
You got this, girl, right here.
A ground ball to the pitcher last time up, and then Whaley flew out to deep center field her first time up. Auburn could use a ground ball back to the pitcher once again. That'd be nice. First pitch. Low. Well, first, need Lily Brewer to get ahead in a count. Reeves, a left-handed bat against the righty Brewer. Base is full of Enterprise Wildcats. 1-0 pitch on the way. Swung on, line back up the middle. That's a base hit. And off the glove of Mason, it'll get all the way to the wall. Two runs are going to score. Reagan comes around third. She will score. And Ansley Reeves knocks home three runs on one swing. It's a two RBI single for Reeves, and one run comes on to score on the error. Gracie just tried to put the glove on it, come up throwing, and try to gun down the runner at the plate. And it just hit off the palm of her glove and got by her. That allows a run to score and the runner to get all the way around to third. And now Auburn in a hole. The 3-0 lead now by the Cats will try to be expanded upon by Addie Whaley, who takes a hack at one and misses 0-1. Biggest swing in the game so far by Reeves is that single that gets three runs home on the play. Only two RBIs, but the error allows a run to score. 0-1. Pitch on the way. Blocked by EK, and that's a nice job as that runner dances off of third down there. Auburn could use a strikeout or a pop-up on the infield, something to keep the runner at third. Remember the good thing about today? You get three games to win two. 1-1 the count. Pitch on the way. Popped up. On the infield, who wants this one? This is M.A. Grace. She's got it for out number two. That's a big out. And there are two down. Lily Brewer got a little wild for a couple of batters. Barrett and Reagan both walked. That has allowed a couple of runs, three runs, to come around and score in this inning. But Lily trying to get out of it. With the damage limited, it'd give her offense a chance. First pitch on the way home to Josie Thompson, swinging a miss. 0-1. That one a fastball that Lily reared back and threw down the pipe. Auburn was always going to have to get the bats rolling in this tournament. And they'll certainly need to the last few innings of this one. Strike two on a swing and a miss on their eyes ball. And Lily's ahead, 0-2. She's given up some hard contact on 0-2 a couple of times. Would she go back to the rise ball here on 0-2? Here is the 0-2 delivery from Lily. Swing and a miss on the rise ball. There it was. And Auburn gets out of the inning. They strand the runner at third base with one out. Big swing in the inning by Reeves. Brings home three runs. So Enterprise up 3-0, but the Tigers coming to bat with 12 outs to work with. This is the Auburn High School Sports Network presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
The Goose Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and see the calendar of events online at gougecenter.auburn.edu. That's G-O-G-U-E center.auburn.edu. Or call the box office 334-844-TIXS.
Remember when you would dream about what you would grow up to be? Imagining your dolls were students or your Legos a skyscraper. Maybe it's time to turn that dream into a reality. At Southern Union State Community College, you can discover your dream career in healthcare, business, manufacturing, engineering, and more. From imaginary to extraordinary at Southern Union State Community College. Visit suscc.edu today.
The fourth inning of Auburn High School softball is brought to you by Mountain High Outfitters on 96.3 W. Lee.
3-0 Enterprise. We head to the top of the fourth inning. Auburn High needs to get the bats rolling. No hits so far for this Auburn High squad. Gracie Mason will try to change that. She tries to bunt it down the line, but goes back to the screen. Foul, and it's nothing and one. An error by the Auburn defense just an inning ago allows a few runs to come home and score. One run was in for sure, probably a second. But an error in the outfield forces home another one. 0-1, Mason shows bunt, pulls it back, 1-1. Infield coming in hard as Gracie squares around. Love to see her pull one back and rope it through the infield. 1-1. This is flown into left. There is Thompson. She grabs it for out number one. Well, you see Matt Hendricks turn around and tell his team something. I think he's a little bit frustrated at the approach right now. Auburn with a lot of fly balls here early against Grayson Snell.
C-top, let's go.
So Mason flies out to center, to left that is. And here's Olivia Harris. Harris walked her first time up. She is the only Tiger base runner thus far. She tries to work herself on again. Takes the ball high, 1-0. Harris does have some power numbers on the season. 388 is the average. Six homers for Olivia as well. The 1-0 pitch swung on and ripped right to short. There is Reagan. The toss across the infield is in time for out number two. Hit hard by Olivia, but right at the shortstop. So now Auburn will need a two-out rally. Indicate E.K. Pinton in from the right side. Cleaning things up today for the Tigers. Plays behind the dish for this Auburn squad, and the first pitch of the at-bat is popped up. Towards the screen, back to grab it is the catcher, Whaley, and she's got it right before she runs into the netting for out number three. Another quiet inning for the Auburn bats, and we head to the bottom of the fourth inning, presented by Mountain High Outfitters, next on the Auburn High School Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
At Troy Bank & Trust, we believe banking is more than just numbers. It's about relationships. Relationships with our customers, our friends, and our community. When we invest in you, we're also investing in our community's future. We're committed to your financial success today, tomorrow, and always. Whether you're buying a home, starting a business, or planning for the future, we want to be your trusted financial partner. I am Brian Snyder, Regional Vice President. Relationships matter. Troy Bank & Trust, the only bank you'll ever need. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Teamwork is key to winning on the baseball field. At University Ace, teamwork is key to our success too. Hi, Jonathan Fittner here from University Ace Hardware. We're proud to be your neighborhood helpful place serving the community since 2013. Our mission? Serve both in-store and in the community. For us, getting a customer for life is like winning a state championship, and we couldn't do it without our committed team and loyal members. University Ace Hardware next to the movie theater in Auburn. University Ace is proud to support the Auburn High School Tigers.
The fourth inning of Auburn High School softball is brought to you by Mountain High Outfitters on 96.3 W. Lee.
Enterprise. prize on top of the Auburn High School Tigers 3-0 here in round one of the 7A Alabama High School Softball Regional Tournament in Montgomery, Alabama. Lagoon Park is the site. Jack Hutton here with you on the Auburn High School Sports Network to bring you all the way up to speed. And the first pitch of the at-bat to Melanie Lott, the designated player, is fouled back to the screen behind her. Nothing and one. Lily Brewer in the circle. Got a little wild just an inning ago and gave up a couple of walks. Both of them came around to score, as well as a third run.
Come on, Tigers, you got it!
On an error in the outfield. So it is a 3-0 game for Enterprise right now. Double elimination tournament today. The 0-1 pitch, a rise ball that misses upstairs. If you drop the first one, you get a couple more chances. But you'd have to win both of them from there on out. 0-2 on the way from Brewer. Here it is. Rise ball swing and a miss by Lott. And there's another strikeout for Brewer, her fourth of the day. Brings the total on the season for Lily to 126. Less than 30 walks thus far on this campaign. First pitch of the at-bat here to Mackenzie Reagan. Popped up on the right side. Helms over. She will watch that one sail out of play down the right field line. Well, Auburn has just missed a couple of times in this game. You had Lily Brewer fly one out to the deepest part of left field. You could hit it. A catch made right at the wall out there by the left fielder. You had a hard hit ball also to right field early in the game by Daly Alsobrook, but was run down. Swing and a miss on the 0-1 pitch by Reagan. 0-2 now. The biggest thing for Lily right now, keep setting down the Wildcats. You got plenty of swings left. 0-2. Swing and a miss again. Strikeout number 127 on the season for Brewer. She's got five on the day. And here's Grayson Snell. Been a theme for this Auburn High squad at times this year. Bats can get a little cold and go through some rough spots. You're going to have to get going here against Snell. Lily Brewer, though, is working into a groove here. She's fired a few strikes by the bats of the Enterprise Wildcats. Grayson Snell comes up empty on a swing and a miss. Central and Dothan playing behind us. The 0-1 pitch, swing and a miss again on another rise ball. Boy, just keep throwing that, Billy. Whatever result here that Auburn gets, winner or dropping this one, they'll get the team that did the same on the field behind us after this. The 0-2. Another swing and a miss. Three strikeouts for Lily Brewer in the inning. She K's the side, and the Tigers move it along to the top of the fifth inning. Auburn has nine outs to go. They have got to get the bats rolling on the other side of this break. This is the Auburn High School Sports Network presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Remember when you would dream about what you would grow up to be? Imagining your dolls were students, or your Legos a skyscraper. Maybe it's time to turn that dream into a reality. At Southern Union State Community College, you can discover your dream career in healthcare, business, manufacturing, engineering, and more. From imaginary to extraordinary, at Southern Union State Community College, visit suscc.edu today.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell Do It Center at Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is your hometown home improvement store. You'll find what you need when you need it. And as a Russell Rewards member, you'll be in the know about monthly specials and exclusive offers. Russell Building Supply, East University in Auburn, across from Cary Creek Publix.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell Do It Center at Building Supply.
Auburn High School Baseball on 96.3 W. Lee is presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Abby Helms, L.R. Sawyer, and Jada Esters, the three scheduled to take on the fifth inning of work from Grayson Snell. Auburn down 3-0 to the Enterprise Wildcats here in the first round of the 7A playoffs in Montgomery, Alabama. This is Auburn High School softball on WLE 96.3. First pitch of the at-bat is a ball that runs outside on a fastball by Snell. Helms at the dish for the Tigers. Grounded out the shortstop her first time up. Trying to fight one through the infield this time, or how about just hit one over everything? 1-0. Swing and a miss. She tried two that time. And was only able to get a piece of it. 1-1.
I like that cut, baby girl. I like it. They own it.
LR, Lena Ray Sawyer would be behind her. Told to Jada Esters, the designated player behind both of them. And then Caitlin Brock rounds that out. 1-1 pitch. That one low on the, looked like maybe an off speed that bounced up there. And the Auburn slugger steps back in. Auburn got to get something going here with their leadoff bat in an inning. Get somebody on base to work all the way around. 2-1. Swinging a foul ball again behind us. That'll get onto the grass. And the grass, not necessarily a lot behind us, but a circle of kind of a patch of grass behind us. I'm sure you really wanted to know all about that. The 2-2 delivery to Abby Helms. Here it is. Off speed, just missed the inside corner. 3-2. That is not a strike. Enterprise wanted that one. Helms had to move it out of the way just a tad. That one goes in over the right-hander's batter's box. So Helms will see a 3-2 pitch. Auburn needs a base runner. Full count. 3-2 smacked foul down the left field line. And Abby stays alive. West Georgia signee, Abby Helms. Set to move over to the Peach State next season. Trying to work her way on here for Auburn High in the top of the fifth inning. The 3-2 pitch from Snell. Here it is. Swing and a foul tip again. Abby doing a good job staying alive. Really good AB here by Abby. Regardless of outcome, making Snell work. Keep chipping away if you're Auburn. 3-0. But a 3-2 count to Abby Helms. Here it is. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Through the fastball by her. And Helms came up empty. Auburn just can't get anything going. LR standing in. Trying to be the one. First pitch on the way to Sawyer, swinging a tapper foul as that gets down the left field line.
Wait on it.
Lena Ray, 304 on the season is the average. 31 hits, 7 doubles. Does not have a home run, but has been able to find the gap a few times. You cannot get it all back in one swing if you're Auburn. Get a barrel on it, get it through the infield. The 0-1 delivery. Grounded foul again down the left field line. And it's 0-2. Auburn has had trouble hitting at this tournament in the past. Going to have to come up with something here today. Snell the righty versus Sawyer the righty. The Auburn left fielder digging in. One down here in the inning, trying to work her way on base. Nothing in two. Pitch. Must have missed low. And Sawyer is alive. 1-2. Fastball that I think Snell thought she had strike three on. The peer in and the delivery by Snell on the 1-2 pitch. Here it is, fouled off the screen again by Sawyer. Could drop the bat and head down the line, but a little foul behind her.
Reach out there and get it.
Of Can LR find her way on here for Jada Esters, who would be behind her? Snell looking. Fires. 1-2 pitch. Oh, and he rung her up on one in the box. And that is strike three. May have been a makeup call as LR watched one looked to be a strike earlier. That one teetering on the corner that time and probably too close to take, but LR gets rung up. Auburn with no rhythm at the plate right now. Here is Jada Esters. Takes it down low, 1-0 the count. Esters 333 on the season, does have a double on the year. Auburn could use another one of those right here. 1-0 pitch, swing and a miss. 1-1. Auburn dugout still alive over there. Trying to help this team pick up any sort of momentum at the dish they can. The 1-1 pitch fouled off the right side, and it is 1-2. Esther's not a whole lot of plate appearances on the season, 30 of them. She was a frequent player for Tigers throughout the first part of this season. The 1-2 pitch, rise ball misses high, 2-2. A couple others around her started hitting. She fell down the chart a little bit, but Jada here playing as the designated player, trying to get something sparked for Auburn. 2-2 delivery. Swung on. Tapper. Could be a tough play over to short. Reagan up with, and they'll say actually a foul ball off the shin. All the action headed out there to shortstop, and Esters was running down the line. But the home plate umpire comes out and calls it foul. So 2-2, it has gone. 3-0 Enterprise. We're in the top of the fifth inning. Two down. Auburn has been no hit to this point. 2-2. Swung on. Lifted. Is it down in right field? No, it's foul by inches. Auburn cannot find a break.
I like it, Jada. I like it.
But a good fight by Esters at the dish right now.
Let's go, Jada. Let's go.
Going to have to start speaking it into existence. Auburn has been no hit thus far. There is a no hitter. It is happening. Just so the softball gods are aware. The 2-2 pitch. She checks the swing. 3-2 now. Nice job by Jada. Really good at bat here by the Auburn designated player. The righty stands in trying to win this AB and give Caitlin Brock a chance. 3-2 the count. Pitch on the way. That one misses inside, and Jada Esters works herself on base. That's a nice job by Jada. Tigers with at least a little bit of life here. Auburn likely going to pinch run here for Esters. This will be Taylor Coleman coming on to run for her. Auburn going with a little speed on the base path. Well, if Brock can find her way on, Lily Brewer does have a homer on the season. Also hit one to the deepest part of left field. You could hit it without it being a homer earlier in this game. Brock at the dish trying to find her way on, though. She's been good with the on-base thus far. Caitlin, 1-6, standing in. She could find that right center field gap. She could run for days. First pitch in there on the outside corner, 0-1. Caitlin didn't like that one. Trying to help her team out here. Caitlin Brock in the dish from the left side. Facing Grayson Snell. Here is the 0-1 pitch. Foul to the screen. Nothing and two. One thing that Snell is doing really well, she is getting ahead of Auburn hitters. Not a whole lot of counts in which Tigers really feel like they could be aggressive right now. Nothing in two. Pitch on the way, misses outside. One and two now to Brock. Coleman dancing off the bag down there. Retreats. Need a big bat by Caitlin here to keep this inning alive. A 1-2 pitch on the way. Here it is. That one misses outside. 2-2. Nice eye by Caitlin Brock. 364 is the on base coming into today for Caitlin. She's done a good job with 16 walks on the season. Rocky. 20 total hits. 2-2. Fights off another one off the screen. 2-2. Auburn doing a nice job with two strike counts here in this inning. They are making Snell throw a lot of pitches. And although the pitch count may not be incredibly important, you never know. It could pay dividends later in the day. 2-2. That one misses the outside corner. 3-2. What an at-bat here by Caitlin Brock and Jada Esters, both of them with very good at-bats. Getting the count full. Auburn has a chance to get a runner down in scoring position with another ball. The 3-2 delivery on the way. That one, the same spot, and it's called a strike. Wow. That one may have been a little bit higher and in the zone that time, but Brock takes it. First strike, 3. So momentum in the inning is flushed by Grayson Snell, who does a nice job of getting out of it. And we'll head to the bottom of the fifth inning. Tigers down 3-0, need some life. But first, they got to hold Enterprise where they are on the Auburn High School Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
If you truly care about your feet and want to make them happy, check out Auburn's newest footwear experience, Love to Run. With the area's only pressure mapping system to analyze foot function, Love to Run identifies the perfect shoe for you. With brands like Ultra, Brooks, Hoka, they'll have your feet comfortably covered. So whether you're training for a marathon or just trekking through the marathon of life, Love to Run is ready to set the pace with you. 1957 East Sanford Avenue in Auburn.
Teamwork is key to winning on the baseball field. At University Ace, teamwork is key to our success too. Hi, Jonathan Fittner here from University Ace Hardware. We're proud to be your neighborhood helpful place serving the community since 2013. Our mission? Serve both in-store and in the community. For us, getting a customer for life is like winning a state championship, and we couldn't do it without our committed team and loyal members. University Ace Hardware next to the movie theater in Auburn. University Ace is proud to support the Auburn High School Tigers.
High school baseball and softball on 96.3 W Lee and the Auburn High Sports Network is presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Welcome back to Montgomery, Alabama. The Auburn High softball squad vying for a spot in the state tournament. They'll have to come top two in this regional tournament in Montgomery, Alabama. First game of the day here between Auburn and Enterprise. Swing and a miss at the dish by Lila Falk, who sees the fifth inning of work now from Lily Brewer. It has been all zeros on the board except for a three-run third inning by the Enterprise Wildcats. And they jump out into the lead. 0-1 pitch. Foul tip back to the screen. Nothing in two. Lily Brewer starting to find herself in the circle. She has struck out the last four batters she's faced. In fact, five out of the last... Check that. Six out of the last eight outs she has recorded have all been strikeouts. This one will not be a strikeout, though, as it is lifted into center field very slightly. Just gets over the glove of Daly Alsobrook, and it is in for Falk's second base hit of the game. First time she did that, she came around to score. Auburn needs to hold the Wildcats off the board for any further damage. Emma Barrett walked her first time up. The 0-1 delivery on the way. Barrett lays down the bunt and a good one down the first base line. It'll go foul, though. If that one stays fair, Enterprise has runners at first and second. She lays that down again. Abby Helms going to have to get a good jump at first base and get on that ball quickly. M.A. Grace at second base going to have to get over the bag.
Let's go, 5-1.
Lily Brewer checks the wristband on the left side. The sophomore fireballer comes home with it. Bunt attempt, fouled again. Nothing in 1-2. Addison Reagan stands on deck. She walked back into third inning as well. This is where Lily got a little wild last time through the order. And it ended up costing Auburn a couple runs. Got to find a way to get through these next few bats unscathed. 0-2. Swing and a miss by Barrett. That'll help.
Yes, there we go. Come on.
Seven of the last eight outs Auburn has recorded have been Lily Brewer strikeouts. Those are her seven strikeouts on the day. 129 on the season. First pitch to Reagan. Swing and a miss. By the rise ball. Lily really seems to be finding that rise ball now and throwing it well. I have to wonder how many pitches Lily has in her today. The 0-1. Slapped foul behind us. Nothing in two it goes. Brewer efficient with pitches right now. Falk has singled twice today. And Addison Reeves with a hit back in the third that brought home some runs. Outside of that, Lily's been stellar. 0-2. All the way. Swung on, fouled off the screen. Behind us, nothing in two, it'll stay.
Come on, y'all, let's go! Talk her up! Be ready, y'all!
Reagan, the lefty, facing Lily, the righty. The 0-2. Ooh, just missed low. 1-2 now goes the count.
Bring it up just a little bit.
Pretty consistent zone so far by the home plate umpire. Has been called well.
Here we go now, Pete.
Brewer, the righty. Steps in, now fires the 1-2 pitch. That one's on the outside corner. Strike three. Strikeout number 8 for Lily Brewer. 8 of the last 9 outs have been strikeouts from Brewer. That is number 130 in the K category on the season for Brewer.
One more, ladies, let's go.
And here's Ansley Reeves, came up with the big hitter last time up. First pitch to her is down the middle, strike one, fastball. Brewer stepping up and ripping it right now. Boy, if Brewer can hold him to 3, you really hope the 3 runs shouldn't be able to win you a ball game. The 0-1 pitch, riser, oh, and it caught the top of the zone. Very nice by Brewer. Throws that right in the middle, gets a little rise on it, and it pops up and hits that corner. Nothing in 2. Brewer, the fastballer, gets set, now delivers the 0-2 pitch. Riser hit right above us. That'll get out of play behind us over towards Central and Dothan. Over at the field behind us, 10-2 Central leading that one. Winner of this one will get what looks to be Central. 0-2. Swing and a miss. Lily Brewer has struck out 9 in this game. And she has kept Auburn in it. She has struck out the side in the last 2 innings. And the 9 of the last 10 Enterprise outs have been thanks to Lily Brewer strikeouts. We head to the top of the 6th inning. Auburn has got to have the bats come alive right now on the Auburn High School Sports Network presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Franklin Tire and Auto is your one-stop automotive shop. For quality, dependable tires, Franklin features Bridgestone, Firestone, and Yokohama. For complete car care, trust Franklin's ASE-certified technicians. And for precision collision repair, Franklin's state-of-the-art body shop can fully restore any make or model. With free estimates, insurance claims welcome, and 24-hour towing, all at one stop. Since 1970, Franklin Tire and Auto, East University Drive, across from CC's Pizza, and at franklinautoinc.com.
At Troy Bank and Trust, we believe banking is more than just numbers. It's about relationships. Relationships with our customers, our friends, and our community. When we invest in you, we're also investing in our community's future. We're committed to your financial success today, tomorrow, and always. Whether you're buying a home, starting a business, or planning for the future, we want to be your trusted financial partner. I am Brian Snyder, Regional Vice President. Relationships matter. Troy Bank and Trust, the only bank you'll ever need. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Follow AHS Baseball here on 96.3 W. Lee, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Lily Brewer stands in to lead off the top of the sixth inning for the Auburn High School Tigers. Down 3-0 against the Enterprise Wildcats in game one of this regional tournament in Montgomery, Alabama. You got to win two today to move on. It's a double elimination format. The 1-0 pitch to Brewer popped up. On the infield, under it is the shortstop, but she's got it for out number one, and that's something that Auburn is going to have to get less of over these last five outs. It has been relatively weak contact so far by Auburn, the Auburn bats today. They have been no hit twice through the order by Grayson Snell. Good news is top of the order is up now for the Tigers trying to change that. The first pitch to Daly Alsobrook of the at-bat. The off-speed catches the outside half for strike one. Nothing and one. At this point, Auburn needs base runners. Auburn just needs a barrel. That has been something Snell has done really well today. She has missed just about every barrel. As Alsobrook flies this down the right field line, that'll get foul. And quickly, nothing and two. And again, Snell just, she gets ahead of batters, at least she has today so well. But Auburn's been really off balance. Hard to be aggressive when you're down 0-1, 0-2. Snell does a good job of just firing into the zone on the first pitch. It says, here it is, hit it. Delivery on the 0-2, swung on and hit foul. Down to third baseline. Daly turned on it, but hits it well over the dugout. Boy, Lily Brewer's done a great job of keeping Auburn in this game, except for the three-run third inning. Two of those runs earned. She has been locked down. 0-2 to Alsobrook. Grounded up the middle. Reagan at short handles. Across the diamond she goes in time for the out. There's nothing doing right now for Auburn. Got to find a way. Here is Gracie Mason. These two future teammates at Auburn University Montgomery, Snell and Mason. Part of the 25 recruiting class for the Hawks. This is bunted down the third baseline. Foul by Gracie. She'll have to come back and do it again. Auburn's been off balance at the plate thus far today. The good news, if you're unable to come back in this one, you've got a couple more shots at it. The 0-1 pitch. Gracie swings and fouls it back to the screen. I'd be interested to know how many 0-2 counts Grayson Snell has got Auburn bats into today. An impressive right-hander for the Enterprise Wildcats. Rise ball misses the zone 1-2. Grayson Snell has thrown a no-hitter thus far. She is working that one here in the sixth inning. What a stage to do it on here at the regional tournament. 1-2. Swing and a miss by Mason. And the Tigers have been no-hit through six.
All right, defense, let's go. Hold them.
We head to the top of the seventh. Auburn's got a hold of where they are. Hope for a crooked number in the top of the seventh inning. We head there next on the Auburn High School Sports Network. 3-0 Enterprise. This is the Auburn High School Sports Network presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
This is Lee County Revenue Commissioner Olene Price. When we have the opportunity to assist residents of this county, we are pleased to offer options in an effort to make your business with us as convenient as possible. You may visit any of our three offices, one in Auburn, one in Opelika, and in Smith Station. We are open to serve you Monday through Friday from 8:30 a.m. until 4:30 p.m. Central Time and 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time in Smith Station. Thank you for allowing me to serve you.
The Goose Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and see the calendar of events online at googecenter.auburn.edu. That's G-O-G-U-E center.auburn.edu. Or call the box office 334-844-TIXS.
Auburn High Baseball is on 96.3 W. Lee. Presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Grayson Snell for the Enterprise Wildcats has been unhittable today. In fact, that's what Auburn has done. They have not been able to muster up a hit against the Enterprise senior righty, Auburn University Montgomery commit. Enterprise will try to add some runs of insurance here, up 3-0 in the bottom of the sixth inning here in this regional tournament in Montgomery, Alabama. And the first pitch of the at-bat is fouled off the left side. Just foul by a hair. By Addie Whaley, catcher. Catcher today, she has flown out to center and popped up to second base. Josie Thompson would be after her, who has popped out to short and struck out. Auburn needs to hold Enterprise where they are if they want a chance in this one. Got to come back. Going to have a three spot in the seventh. The 0-1 delivery. Misses low. 1-1. Lily tried the fastball that time and missed the bottom of the zone. And now on one count. Auburn's unable to come back in this one. It's likely you're going to get Auburn and Dothan in game two coming up at 1:45. 1-1. Fastball strike on the inner half. 1-2. Central and Enterprise would play. Again, should this score hold, Central and Enterprise would play. And then the loser of that would get the winner of Auburn and Dothan for a spot in the state tournament. Grounded on the infield right over the glove of Olivia Harris. It'll get into left field. Actually, Alsabrook will come on to grab that one. That got right on the fingertips of Harris. She wasn't able to get it all the way into the bottom of her glove.
Hey, we're good. Let's go.
Lily Brewer's been able to retire the Enterprise Cats fairly efficiently today. Only three runs for Enterprise. Obviously, the problem's been at the dish for the Tigers, but Lily is a bright spot today for Auburn thus far. So a single by Whaley has her at first. And here is Josie Thompson, left fielder, has popped out and struck out on the day. This one is flown into center. Coming on is Gracie Mason. She's there for the catch. And out number one. So a quick out there. We'll send Melanie Lott to the dish. Designated player flew out to right.
Let's go, defense!
And struck out in this one. Lott, the designated player, bats on the right side. Where's number 23? Brewer with a runner at first base, peers in and delivers. Runner going, pitches a ball, throw down to second base, skips in the dirt. And that'll be a stolen bag. Whaley is not the base runner out there, actually. Enterprise chose to pinch run. I believe that's Sydney Nguyen down there.
Let's go, Tigers!
Sydney Nguyen stands at second base.
I hear y'all.
Pitch was actually called a strike, it looks like, on the scoreboard. Nothing in one to count. 0-1. Foul back to the screen. Nothing in two. Looking ahead to the Auburn seventh inning, it'll be the 3-4 and 5 bats. Olivia Harris, E.K. Pinton, and Abby Helms.
One more left. Let's go, bud.
Those are three of the more potent bats in the lineup. If Auburn can get to some production out of them. 0-2 pitch, rise ball, swing and a miss by Lott. And there is Lily Brewer's strikeout number 10 of the day. Certainly a bright spot for Auburn. Unfortunately, bright spot's not going to last too long in postseason play. You got to have wins right now, and Auburn has got to figure out a way. Here's Mackenzie Reagan. The shortstop has struck out twice today, but she has been solid over at shortstop. Has kept Auburn off the base path. First pitch fouled off behind us. That'll get off the flagpole back there. Sent a lot of people scrambling around. You had about 30 people yelling foul ball, and nobody turned around until it hit the flagpole. The 0-1 delivery for Brewer on the way. This is high, and Reagan lays off that rise ball. It's been one that Enterprise bats have swung at a good bit today.
Let's go, Lily!
Boy, and if Auburn can somehow figure out how to get these bats rolling here in the seventh, can have a successful game here. Auburn's done a good job of holding Enterprise at the dish. 1-1 runs way outside. Nice block by E.K. Pinton to come out of the crouch. Two and one on Mackenzie Reagan. Brewer checks the wristband on the left wrist. And a 2-1 delivery from the sophomore heater. On the way. 2-1. Ooh, dots the inside corner. Mackenzie Reagan didn't like the call. But it is 2-2 now. Brewer a strike away from number 11 on the day. And from getting out of this inning, still only a swing away in the seventh. 2-2 pitch. Same pitch, inside corner, strike three. 11 strikeouts for Lily Brewer, and the Tigers have held Enterprise to only 3 runs through 6 innings. Problem is, they themselves need a few runs. They got to get them back right here on the Auburn High School Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell Do It Center and Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is your hometown home improvement store. You'll find what you need when you need it. And as a Russell Rewards member, you'll be in the know about monthly specials and exclusive offers. Russell Building Supply, East University in Auburn, across from Cary Creek Publix.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell Do It Center and Building Supply.
Hello, this is Scully Trant from Jeffco Trant Funeral Home and Crematory. My dad Bill and I are pleased to be a part of the Opelika, Auburn, and Lee County area and thankful to the families that have placed their trust in us. At Jeffco Trant Funeral Home and Crematory, we continue to assure you when you call on us, you will be treated like a member of our own family with passionate and caring service. It's our desire to assist you during your difficult times and help you through your many decisions you face. Call on us in your time of need, Jeffco Trant Funeral Home and Crematory.
Auburn High School Baseball on 96.3 W. Lee is presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Grayson Snell for the Enterprise Wildcats has 6 no-hit innings against these Auburn High Tigers. If she can get 3 more outs without a hit, she will throw a no-hitter in this first round. However, the Auburn Bats will send up 3, 4, and 5, trying to mess that up and trying to push across 3 runs to move on to the winner's bracket. If not, they would move on to the loser's bracket and take on what will likely be the Dothan Wolves. 1-0 delivery. There's the first hit of the ball game for the Auburn High Tigers. It gets into the corner down the right field line. Harris touches the bag at first on her way to second. She will hold up there. She was about to be on her way to third. She goes back to the bag, beats the throw back, and Olivia Harris starts the inning off with an exclamation mark. Maybe that is what will open up the floodgates. Auburn with a leadoff base runner aboard. Olivia Harris has done that twice today, getting on. She breaks up the no-hitter in the seventh. Pressure off for Auburn now, at least in that category. If Auburn can get one more base runner on, there'll be a swing away from tying up the game. Emma Kate, E.K. Pinton in from the right side. Auburn has a little bit of life. 3-0 Enterprise Tigers. Trying to come back and win this one in the seventh. And the first pitch to E.K. is swung on and missed. Strike one. Rise ball from Snell. That started bottom zone. Came up top. E.K. went chasing, but came up empty. 0-1. That one misses low. 1-1 now to count. Harris at second base for the Tigers. Auburn needs one more base runner to really put the pressure on Enterprise. Olivia Harris jumps on the first pitch and sends it down. Well, the second pitch of the at-bat sends it down the right field line. 1-1. Rise ball stays high. 2-1 now to Emma Kate.
Good eyeball right there, EK.
EK throws the hip and the bat. In a practice swing, Abby Helms would be next. If EK can get on, Abby Helms leads this Auburn team in home runs. 2-1. Swung on, foul, back to the screen, off of the mitt. 2-2 now to EK. She has struck out and popped out to the catcher today. She can find some outfield grass. Auburn's going to have a chance to tie up this game. Her job is to find a way on. 2-2. On the way. On the inside corner, strike three. EK didn't like the call, but it's been a strike most of the day. And Pinton is down on strikes. EK with a little hop out of the batter's box out of frustration. Didn't like the call, but I think that's in there on the inside corner. Unfortunately, it's been there all day for the Tigers. So one down in the inning. And here is Abby Helms. And for Abby, now her job, she cannot tie up this game with a swing. She's got to find her way on base. This is an on-base at-bat for Abby Helms. 0-1. On the way. That one misses high, 1-1. Helms leads this Auburn team in home runs. The batting average is .292, .380 on base. She does have 6 doubles on the year. 1-1. Swung on, fouled again off the screen behind us. 1-2. Auburn has broken up the no-hitter at the very least, and they have Olivia Harris at second. They can find a way to get one more runner on. They have a swing to try and tie it. 1-2 the count to the West Georgia signee. The 1-2 pitch grounded up the middle, handled by Reagan. It's short. Across the diamond she goes, and in time. Mackenzie Reagan has been this consistent over there on the diamond. She has scooped up 4 ground balls today and made the play on each one of them. Olivia Harris moves up to third. So L.R. Sawyer in to try and extend the game. Can she find her way on to give Jada Esters a chance? First pitch, foul back. Nothing in one. Right now, the body language for the Auburn Tigers is less than stellar. Going to have a little belief here for the Tigers. The 0-1. Swinging a foul again. It's nothing in two. And Auburn's getting good swings off on these. Just unable to connect. That's been most of the day thus far. Auburn cannot get on top of the ball right now. 0-2 to LR. Tigers down to their final strike of this one. Can LR work her way on? The 0-2 count is tapped, foul just behind us. And it's an 0-2 count. I don't know how you can get so little of a softball, but LR was able to stay alive. Matt Hendricks over to talk to LR for a moment, and just thinking as a fan, there's really no reason to throw this away yet. You're 0-2, you're a swing away from bringing the tie and run to the dish, but you're also thinking about the rest of the day. You gotta keep these players locked into it. Here is the 0-2 pitch on the way. That one misses just high, and LR stays alive, 1-2. Enterprise thought they had strike three and a game one victory. Instead, LR will see another pitch. LR works her way on. Tigers will have a swing at it. 1-2. Swing and a foul tip again. 1-2, it'll stay to the Auburn left fielder, and 2-2 is staying alive. Oh, you got to fight if you're Auburn. You got to keep fighting in this. 1-2. Off-speed pitch. And Grayson Snell strikes out L.R. Sawyer. That is a one-hit shutout gem for Grayson Snell as she retires the Tigers for the seventh time in an inning today with no runs across. And Enterprise takes game one over the Auburn High School softball team. Good news for Auburn. You got a few more shots at it later in the day. We will be back at 1:45. It'll be an airtime of around 1:40 on the air as we get the orthopedic clinic post-game report going a little here early. We'll get a 1:45 first pitch, so it'll be likely we'll go on the air about 1:35 to 1:40. It'll likely be Auburn and Dothan, as Central was leading that game by a good bit. This Enterprise team, if Auburn can find a way to beat Dothan today, this is likely an Enterprise team that Auburn could see again later in the day for a spot in the state tournament. So Auburn has seen what they've got. They've seen the best of Enterprise thus far. They're going to have to figure them out from the box. But first, a date likely with the Dothan Wolves starting at 1:45 today. Join us here where I'll have the call on WLE 96.3. Once again, this is Jack Hutton for Auburn High School softball. Yeah, come back in later today. Put your earbuds in at work or at school and listen to this team. Well, this team, they've come a long way this season. 25-17 is the record, but they could find a way to get the bats going. The pitching has been stellar at times. It'll either be M.A. Grace or Abby Helms likely going in game two against Dothan to try and keep Auburn's season alive. We'll see you then at 1:45 on the Auburn Sports Network, and the Auburn High School Sports Network, that is, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic, East Alabama's go-to center for orthopedic care. With locations in Auburn and Opelika or on the web at theorthoclinic.com, this has been the Orthopedic Clinic post-game report. Enterprise, a winner 3-0 over the Auburn High Tigers. We'll see you at about 1:40 here on the air of the Auburn High School Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Thank you for listening to Auburn High School Softball on 96.3 W. Lee. Presented by the Orthopedic Clinic, Acre Restaurant, Mountain High Outfitters, Russell Building Supply, and Southern Union. Also brought to you by Auburn Bank, Gooch Performing Arts Center, Troy Bank and Trust, and University Ace Hardware. See the broadcast schedule at 963WLEE.com. Follow AHS Softball here on 96.3 W. Lee. And go Tigers!
This has been an Auburn Networks production.
96.3 W. Lee, WGZZ HD2, Waverly, and W242 AX, Auburn, Opelika. 96.3